on My Fix It Up Life.
Is your day more digital than dirty?
Farmville fun, plant a real garden, Minecraft, how about woodcraft? How about lawncraft? How about fixed craft?
The zombies aren't really coming, and we've got a country to fix, friends. So grab a pair and pick up the pieces.
And get your DIY on, America.
We're making it happen today on My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you walked in tonight to My Fix It Up Life.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, and even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the village, the peaceful village, the people see tonight. Weem away, weem away, weem away, weem away.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yes.
And welcome to My Fix It Up Life.
We are in the jungle.
We are here getting a grip on things at Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue.
Inside the National Hardware Show.
Yes, we are. And we're having a really good time. And I love the gorilla on the Gorilla Glue products. I think he's so cute. He looks a little bit fierce, but cute at the same time.
Did you draw the Gorilla Glue gorilla?
I did. I've been working on him for years. We call him approachable.
He is. He's approachable yet serious. Like he's got game. But yet, he's friendly.
Yeah, it reminds me of Mark. A lot of Mark.
Really?
Yeah. Fierce, but approachable.
Fierce.
How about that?
Got game.
And Silverback.
Oh.
Just saying. Just throwing it out
there. How
did
she know that you were Silverback?
I don't know either.
No one knows.
I didn't know that part.
Okay, so everybody knows about Gorilla Glue. But the new trash bags? Okay.
Yes.
Those are crazy awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, they're pretty fun.
And why? It's one of those things where it's like, well, why didn't they already exist? Like, that's so, like, it should have already been here.
Before we get down into the esoteric nature of why it may or may not have existed, can we describe what it is?
We can.
I think we should start there.
Okay.
That's my take.
Let's do it. So these are new self-standing bags by Gorilla Glue. So like you said, they actually are something that should have always been here, but they haven't. And that's what Gorilla's great at doing, finding something that should have already been there and making it better. So we've got these new self-standing bags. They're 42-gallon contractor DIY project bag. They're 3.3 mil thick, so that's about 10% thicker than any trash bag that you can buy.
You've just pre-answered my first and most important question. I don't care if it stands up all day. If I lift it up and the trash remains there because it's ripped, that doesn't do me any good.
That's right. It won't rip on you. It holds up to 200 pounds. So
which I can
it's
easily
gorilla
lift.
Size.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
It's gorilla size.
Yeah, and then the best part is that it stands on its own. So when you're out there doing yard work and you've got your hands full of leaves or sticks, debris, you just pop them into the bag. It stands up on its own. So you don't need two people to do the job.
And you don't need to lug a trash can around with you wherever
Correct.
You're going, which is kind of a big, I don't know, pain
yeah.
to have to do that, trying to figure out how to, you know, orchestrate all of that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. The amount of times as a child I spent, like, holding a trash bag open so that somebody else could, like, put leaves or whatever inside of it could have been solved.
Yeah.
Yes.
And think of all the parties that you go to, tailgating events. You just throw these things all around and
awesome
makes
for
life
tailgating.
So much easier.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that. Who wants to look at a trash can in their yard?
Right.
During kid's birthday party, friends coming over, whatever it is, you look astonished that
no,
I've asked this question.
I'm not.
I don't know where you're coming from. It's fantastic to be able to just deploy that thing. Now, but every garbage bag I've ever seen is like, it's just a bag. It's a round, how does it actually stand there?
Yeah, so it actually has a square gusseted bottom, just a super fancy bottom of a trash bag, and then it has these sturdy sidewalls that are double reinforced, so they're extra thick and tough. And so the combination of that square bottom and these really thick sidewalls just make a bag so thick they stand on their own.
Oh.
And are they available right now?
Yeah, so they're available right now. We're working on getting some national distribution, so if you want to find them first, you have to head to Walmart, which is a pretty easy place to find, so you can find them there.
And you can find them in-store and online?
You know, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Where's our, yeah, online.
Yeah, online.
We got a head nod.
Yay.
Got a head nod. Got
to look for our sales guys to answer that.
Yes.
GorillaTuff.com.
GorillaTuff.com, and look for the self-standing bags.
I think that is pretty awesome. Now, what else are people reacting to in the couple of minutes we have left?
Yeah, so the other new thing that we have that's been a big hit this year is our new clear repair tape. So
nice.
This is what I'm calling the super glue of tape. So it's a crystal clear, completely weatherproof, waterproof tape. And you can actually tear it by hand, which is really cool. So, you know, typically clear tapes are really hard to tear or use. So
yes.
This is wonderful for
you
that.
You have to bite through
you
them.
You have to bite through them or
go to
use
the dentist
scissors
when you're involved.
Yes. Yeah, and you have tape left in your teeth. That's really gross.
Tape. You've done it. Yeah.
I've heard of people who have.
With the boxes and the stuff.
Yes, exactly.
But this is a repair tape?
This is a repair tape. So you can use it for just about anything, like a car tail light, a tent, an inflatable, a pool liner.
Oh, you're kidding.
And the coolest thing is I can't really do it because there's not a pool here, but you can actually apply this. Well, there probably
somebody
is.
Somebody get
Vegas,
a pool.
But,
yeah.
You can apply this underwater. So it's the most versatile tape on planet Earth. So
that is awesome, and it's clear, and you can rip it by hand, and you can repair all kinds of amazing things and underwater.
That's right. Thousands of uses.
That's fantastic.
You know, that gorilla is pretty fancy. He's a very smart guy inventing
all
these things.
Well, we're going to have to rip it into a break. And we'll do that easily with clear tape coming from the Gorilla Tuff Gorilla Glue booth at the National Hardware Show. We'll be right back.
Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devoting, full time we floating under the sea. Down here are the fish, he's happy, he's off to the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, that cause they in the boat.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar's a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
Fish in the bowl is lucky, seeing for a worth of faith. One day when the boss get hungry, guess who gonna be on the plate? Under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beats us, fry us and eat us, in fricassee. What the land folks love to cook. Under the sea we off the hook. We got no trouble. Life is a bubble. Under the sea. Under the sea. When the sardine begins to bag, we hear music to me. What do they like? A lot of sand. We got a hot crustacean band. Each little clam here know how to jam. Under the sea. Here, casting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to will here. That's why it's hotter, under the water. Yeah, we are lucky, down in the muck here, under the sea.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, and we're inside the Gorilla Glue and O'Keefe's booth.
Well, it's the Gorilla Glue booth is where
we
are. And we have
next door neighbors.
Yes, they're neighbors. They're friendly neighbors. They're nice
and
neighbors.
So I love this stuff that you have. O'Keefe's Working Hands and O'Keefe's, I don't know what the feet are.
Healthy
the feet. Healthy feet.
Yes, and you really do love it. Like you
we
literally.
We worked on projects over the winter, and my thumbs just split wide open. I didn't do anything to them. They just split wide open. I got this stuff, and how did it fix my hands?
Well, we like to call it the miracle cream. Because it is developed about 15 years ago by a pharmacist for her dad, who was a rancher. And ranchers, you know, they need to be constantly working outdoors with their hands, and they need it to support the family. So nothing on the market was working.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but to your point, there's not enough lotion. You could put your hands in lotion.
Yeah.
Overnight, and it won't do anything.
I think he was super gluing the cracks. I mean, that's how bad they were, that he had no other option but to super glue them in hopes that they would just stop splitting open and affecting his work every day. So his daughter mixed it up for him, and it was found something that worked, and it's just a high, high glycerin content in a hand cream. And so oilless, non-greasy, odorless, non-greasy, and it works.
And what's her name?
Her name is Tara O'Keefe.
Tara O'Keefe, very smart girl.
Yes.
Yes, wow. I'm very impressed by that because, you know, trying to find a solution for something that is a problem that's so close to yourself that then can affect and help so many other people is such a great story.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful experience working on the brand because that really dry skin is so prevalent and there really isn't much that helps it. And so to be able to kind of help people, you know, the name is, it's all in the name, as they say, the working hands, keep it working, whether it's, you know, doing construction or if, you know, healthcare workers or whatever, you need your hands to do what you love.
Does it happen to other people in other trades who aren't working outdoors and massive temperature changes and stuff?
Yeah, I am shocked every day by how prevalent this issue is. So it's everyone, I mean, from a new mom who's constantly washing her hands to, you know, keep clean of germs, I mean, to a teacher who is writing with chalk on a chalkboard and the chalk just takes all the moisture out. I mean, it's very prevalent and just not much that fixes it.
Wow. And to think, you know, when she was trying to come up with a concoction and that she was going to be able to help so many different kinds of people, that's just so good. I really do like that a lot.
Now, the healthy feet. Mm-hmm. Did she invent that too?
Yes. So she did. So her dad was actually also, he had diabetes. So not only were his hands an issue, but he had to really, you know, be cognizant of his feet. And so when she's like, well, this works so well on his hands, I might as well develop it. So it's very similar to the working hands formula. Like, it's the same backbone, we like to say. But there's more allantoin, which helps it penetrate the thicker skin on your heels.
Oh.
So there's just a slightly higher concentration of allantoin in the foot product.
Okay.
So,
well, so is there anything that you recommend doing if you're using the healthy feet, like should you put like cotton socks on or you let them breathe or just how do you absorb it the best way?
So we always say for both the working hands and the healthy feet, the best time to use it is after you wash your hands or feet or bathe and right before bed because your skin heats up during those times and they're just really good times to moisturize. So right before you go to sleep and right after you shower. Also with the foot, we always recommend exfoliating prior to application. It just helps kind of sloughing off some of that dead skin.
That is so smart.
I exfoliate every night. There's no question about it. In
fact,
I am on schedule to exfoliate shortly.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
It's five times a day, so it's...
You got to take care of your feet.
You
must
spend time on it.
I didn't know your feet were in that much trouble, dear.
I exfoliate with a belt sander. it hurts. It hurts.
Well, no wonder you need to have healthy feet. That's insane. That's really insane. Yeah. But I think, too, that, you know, it's something that you can do together. You could put healthy feet on my feet.
It's a bonding experience.
Shoes off, please. Here we go. No, Madge, you're soaking in it.
Yeah. So where can people go to find healthy feet and working hands?
So we're getting new distribution every day.
That's so great.
The best thing to do is to go to workinghands.com or O'Keefe'sCompany.com and go to our store locator. But we're available nationally, Bed Bath & Beyond, CVS, Walmart, independent hardware stores.
You should be in every hardware store in Lumberyard
Lowe's Depot.
Yes.
They carry both hands.
Yes.
Now if you could only cure chapped lips.
We're working on it. We're working on stuff every day.
Beautiful.
We're taking one crack and split at a time.
You
handed it to me.
I love it.
We got a split.
We do.
We're going to hit a break. We'll be back with more from the National Hardware Show in my Fix It Up Live.
She's a little complicated. She make a mind up just to change. The kind of girl that keeps you waiting around. She likes to get her toes done right. She's always reapplying her. Back. She's the first in and the last one now. She got something I can't figure out. Everybody's talking about. She got the blue jeans painted on top. Everybody wants on a Saturday night. Got the blue ring. She never the same. Sunny one minute and she pours out rain.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Tell your mind before you start. What you plan to pass you pocket. Figure out a way your heart is. Twist it up. Have you spending every weekend? Every penny you've been keeping. Figure out what you're thinking. Got the blue jeans painted on tight. Everybody wants on a Saturday night. Got the mood ring. She never the same. It's only 1 minute and she's pouring down rain. Do whatever she wants. She moves every chalk on a drop. I do, but I don't want her to stop. I want whatever she's got.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with my glorious wife, Teresa.
Ooh, husband points, ding-ding-ding-ding, they just went up.
I don't need husband points. I don't need that.
You don't need them?
No, I don't need that.
Wow, I'm going to hand them out to another husband that's here, though, because I think a lot of husbands could use some husband points.
It's not a contest. It's not a fair. It's a relationship.
It is a relationship, but, you know, good, bad, indifferent, it all kind of plays around, so I...
Well, I lost what you were talking about 10 seconds ago.
Okay.
But maybe in the relationship with good, bad, indifferent, and working with tools and wood and projects.
What?
Yeah, because that's an ebb and flow of, hey, look, this cabinet went in easily. Hey, the studs are rotten behind this wall.
But if Teresa's passing out points.
Ebb, flow.
You have my points, then. I was just trying to give to Mark. Okay. Ding, 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 ding. Contractor points just went up. Ding, ding,
done.
Ding,
that's
ding,
how,
ding.
That's how you earn them. Awesome.
Yes, we're in Vegas. We have to have a ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Where's the wheel? You got to have a wheel of some sort.
I don't have to have a wheel.
Got to have a wheel.
Okay.
That's how you do the points.
All right.
I'm putting it all on five.
All right. I guess there's some rules of, like, we have to come up with some new rules for how we play the game. But
DIY Networks, Kayleen McCabe, Rescue Renovation, visiting with us.
Yes.
Uber authentic, tool junkie.
Yes.
Process master.
Yes. And she's been hunting the hardware show. You've been hunting around, right?
Yes.
Gathering up lots of ideas.
Absorbing awesomeness. I do love how we're sort of in the adhesive section.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if everybody here does, like, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever. Yes, you say bad stuff at me, it sticks to me because I'm better glue. They're like chanting to each other. Yeah.
I think that everyone's thinking it.
Yeah, they should, like...
They should... Yeah, yeah, because I think they should all stick together with that concept.
Yes,
too.
Yes. Uh-huh. Glue puns are the best.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next to tree puns? I mean, come on.
I mean, it's a sticky situation.
Wow. Okay, so what have you hunted? Have you seen anything that is, like, awesome?
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, I saw a ladder, and in fact, I don't remember the name, but it was a full fold-out A-frame ladder. You can fold it out and then hit the middle, like put it back together, hit it in the middle, and it snaps together.
What?
So it's like the size of 2 6-foot levels. That's it.
What?
Yeah.
Where is that? Which direction?
It goes this way.
That way.
It's over there somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not like this.
Okay, you're going
to
have
like
to.
Not like this.
Okay, so poop, A-frame.
A-frame.
And you would like walk up here, right? Close it.
Yeah.
And then it goes poop.
It folds in half.
Yes, it folds in half. Yes, it folds in half and half.
Oh, like,
Yeah.
That's like the Jetsons car. Like when he goes to work and then he like puts, and then he's like can carry his little car around. Remember George Jetson?
Oh yeah.
It's same thing.
Exact same thing. And to have
that
take up such little room. Amazing. It was mind-blowing.
Did you, like, take a picture? Are you going to tweet it out? Or can you email me if you remember what the company name is?
I'll have to walk back by, because sometimes you see things, and I talk to the guy, and I was just like, oh, it's amazing. And then, like, walked away. But I'm like, I didn't even network. I didn't talk to him. And I was like,
Will you be our business manager?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, that'd be a great deal. Ah, nah.
Yeah, I don't remember who you are, but we should work. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's been nice. And then also, in fact, you had her on. The hand cream.
Yes.
That, you know.
Hands down.
Right?
See?
Yes. Yeah. Puns are amazing.
Yeah.
You want to, like, staple things together sometimes. So finding stuff that's going to keep you safe, make you work longer, that's solid.
Yes.
And then, let's see, an amazing flexible air hose. You know, the problem when they get cold, they get kinked and weird. This one doesn't do that.
It just lays flat?
Yes. And it doesn't kink. You can roll it back up however you want.
Is it on a hose reel?
No, it's in that bag wherever I put it. I'll have to show it to you. It's
you have
awesome.
To.
Yes.
You have
I had
it?
To buy one, and I was like, yeah.
No, I mean, gun hoses, air gun hoses,
yeah.
Constantly kinked up, constantly tripping over them.
Well, ours
then
free.
You can't coil them.
Yeah, no, that's a huge problem. And they also are now starting to do power cords the same way. So can you imagine having all of your equipment and stuff doesn't kink, doesn't retain a memory? It'll just unroll.
What?
You can use it. Yeah. Yeah.
The
science
innovation
is awesome.
Is crazy.
I like that. So I have a
really
way
cool.
that I uncoil extension cords so that they are unkinked from the beginning. They don't stay that way forever, but I take it, and I hold it by the end you plug in. Then I take it like a mountain climbing rope, and I throw it as high and as far as I can. Hold on to this end, and it just kind of pays itself out, and then you plug it in and put it in your tool.
It's also good for birthday parties, too.
Confetti!
Yay!
Everybody parties with air hoses. It's awesome, yeah.
You air hoses, I'm just tangled up there. I reach into the box where they're...
The pressure's too much. That was a stretch, though.
You're blowing me away. See?
I'm going to be over here, I guess.
Yeah,
okay, so
I mean,
so those are kind of really awesome. I'm glad that you're telling us because we haven't had a chance to really look around, and there's so many small booths, so many new things, so many innovations, and, like, people are inventing things that want to get attention so that somebody will distribute their cool idea.
Yes. May I talk about two things super fast? One, super fast.
How fast can you talk?
Okay,
I'm
so
kidding.
Super fast.
Super fast. Only if you can do it super fast. 3 seconds.
Okay.
One.
Super, super fast. So OSHA just changed the requirements for walking up a ladder. You have to have both hands on a ladder now when going up a ladder, according to OSHA standards.
Any size ladder?
How?
Yeah, and exactly. If you're carrying tools, how are you going to do that? How does that work now? So I just saw a belt clip that will clip onto any tool, and now you can clip it to yourself. And now you're hands-free, you can walk up ladders, but then also your tools are attached to you and meeting the requirements for OSHA. Amazing. There's
so
nothing like
this. So a clip that attaches to any tool.
Yeah, and so it's a clip that'll attach to your belt, and then it comes with a ratchet strap that you can tighten around the handle, and on that strap has the receiving end to this belt clip.
Really?
Slick. Super slick. And it will attach to your current tool belt.
Now, how do you enforce the two hands up the ladder thing?
I don't know. I mean, is there nobody?
I'm not sure I could actually physically execute that without taking an hour to get to the second story window.
And I don't know if you could... Like, go
you
to
can't.
Any job site
no.
and see...
You can't do that.
Any job site would be shut down because
yeah.
what guy is walking up with...
you do it this way.
Well, not... I mean, you can, like, move, you know, rungs. You know,
yeah,
but
I
you
mean,
can't,
so.
Like... Framers normally carry in their, like, roofers, carrying your shingles up one-handed or walk.
Exactly.
I've seen guys do it no hands.
I can't do that. No
yeah,
hands.
Yeah, I
but
can't,
it's for a good reason. A lot of people are injured falling off ladders, and a lot of people are injured when people are dropping tools down below. That's a huge problem. So now that's taken care of.
Yeah.
And then my last one, super fast. A female here, I have not met her yet. I'm trying to hunt her down. Has just created a decorative toolbox. So if you're in a smaller apartment, if you're in a smaller apartment and want to have some hand tools around but don't have the room for, like, a box, she made out of wood and decorative, so now it's an art piece to hold your hand tools for your house.
Oh, that's
a
must-have.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll send you guys the information.
I definitely want to have that. That's really nice because I think that's probably another barrier between women and doing DIY is, okay, so where do I put these tools? Like, is it going to be cute? Like,
yeah.
Exactly. It's going to go with my decor.
If you don't have a garage or a pantry to stick a toolbox into, where are you going to put it? Under your sink, maybe, but...
Yeah, I mean, how much can you get under there? Because there's already the under-the-sink stuff under the sink.
Exactly.
We can't get anything under our sink because of all the under-the-sink stuff.
Oh, under-the-sink is always a mess.
Toolbox for under-the-sink stuff, so you can put the toolbox with your non-under-the-sink stuff under the sink.
Hold on a second.
Yeah,
I'm going to write that down. And then take a left at...
Yeah, exactly. A sink and then plumbing, yes. So.
Oh, I see like a DIY network show. Under the sink crashers.
We're going under your sink and we're going to
totally
sink.
Crash it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a very small show. It only takes 2 minutes because you just have to empty it out.
GoPro on your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to fit a camera guy in there.
But there's 200 people that do it, so everybody grabs like one thing out and puts one thing back.
Together, yes. I like it.
Yeah, that's why they talk to me.
Yeah.
That's why
people
it happens.
People in the know.
Yeah, exactly.
Facebook, Kaylee McCabe.
Yes.
You made a bench for some benefit.
Yes.
That you made out of reclaimed timbers.
Mm-hmm.
Gorge us.
Thank you very much. It was a challenge. Those benches actually came to me with the lumber in a terrible condition. They had been sitting outside for years. It was put together with drywall screws. It was very much a DIY project.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
I do all my benches with drywall. 2 inches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They were. Like coarse thread, like that's going to hold anything. Whatever.
That was their best kind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it was for the Horse Protection League in Colorado, and it was a charity benefit to help assist horse for therapy horses.
Oh.
So it was something I wanted to donate. I feel very strongly about that aspect, because not only for special needs folks, but for PTSD and veterans.
Oh, my God.
Proven to be very helpful. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just remembered something I want to ask you about.
Okay, done. I'll finish the story real quick.
Yeah.
Don't forget. So real quick, so I took these benches, and I didn't know what I wanted to do with them, and I wanted to keep them rustic, and so I lit them on fire, which is a lot of process, but it looks really good.
You know, outside the context of having seen it, salvaging the benches by burning them
exactly, yeah.
really doesn't paint the entire picture, but you did. Charred parts of them
mm-hmm.
and then refinished other parts, so it's sort of a black and brown look.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
They're fantastic.
And it sounds like it's fun to do, too.
It is an awesome
But you have
time.
To be safe when you're doing it.
Totally safe. I do wear protection masks, and I'm burning safely, but it is a mess. I look like a chimney sweep every time I'm finished. So it's a labor of love, but...
Chim-chim-chim-chim-chiru.
Okay, so horse therapy. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about wolf therapy?
No.
Wolf therapy is to help people who are depressed?
No.
Yes.
You can put people around wolves?
Yes.
Hmm.
It's actually a thing. The people that actually being with a wolf helps you. I no joke, you should look this up.
I'm going to.
I've heard about this, I've read about it, and it still boggles my mind that it's a thing, that wolves actually really help people be happy.
Well, because
wolves don't make me happy.
No.
I think of wolves, and I think about, you know, all of those terrible stories about,
Red Riding
Hood.
Yes,
never ends up well. I mean, like, the wolf always gets...
Yeah.
The wolf always gets
but
his man.
If you're depressed
little pigs.
And need a howling good time, I would like to see how many puns we actually threw down on this interview.
That joke has teeth, I'll tell you.
Gosh. You guys are going head-to-head on that. I just really, for serious,
punning
crazy,
it out.
Yeah. Punning it out.
I know. We got if the gauntlet has been thrown down, then so be it.
So
fortunately, we only have about 30 seconds left.
Yes, we do.
Guys, canine interrupt. We're going to have a break.
All right. That's all we have then. Go follow Kaylee McCabe on Twitter because we do. Check out our show, Rescue Renovations, on DIY Network. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember, I'll be the one you won't forget. Going down, I'm yelling timber. You better move, you better dance. Take a night, you won't remember, I'll be the one you won't forget. Ooh. Swing it right around and round. Into the night, it's going down. One more shot is another time. Into the night, it's going down. Swing it. riding around and around. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot and another round. End of the night, it's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember. I'll be the one. You won't forget.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from my fix-it-up life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune into the My Fix It Up Life Show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
Wonder what it's like to be the rainmaker. Wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain. I'm storing boxes with little yellow tags on everyone. You can come and see them when I'm done. Wonder what it's like to be a superhero. Straight up, what do you hope to learn about here? I was someone else, this all fall apart. Strange, where were you when we started this game? With the real world, would you stop asking me? Please don't change, please don't break. Well, the only thing that seemed to work it all is you. Please don't change it all for me. Straight up, what do you hope to learn about here? I was someone else. It's all fall apart. Strange, where were you when we started this gig? With the real world, just stop happening to me.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are here with invention, with
we
creation.
Are.
Not only
is there a giant gorilla behind us,
who created obviously everything in this booth.
He's an amazing gorilla.
In the beginning,
very
there
talented.
Was a gorilla, and then there was sticky stuff.
Very talented gorilla.
But this show is about the small inventor.
Yeah.
The show is about the big inventor. The show is about the small inventor coming to the big companies. And we are here with one of those very inventors. Problem, solution, and in between that, lots of passion and action to create the... I love this name.
Thank
love
you.
This. Hang-O-Matic.
Hang-O-Matic.
Hi,
Karina.
Hi.
Nice for you to join us. I'm glad that you are here because we've been talking all day about the innovation and the inventors that are here and how the show spotlights and has a whole area that you can go to and find all of these really cool things that people are making and so many good ideas. It's just trying to get that idea to the right people so that everybody else can enjoy your invention.
Right.
Yes, and this is a really cool tool. Now, tell us how you
thank you.
How you decided to
tell
create this.
Tell us what it is first.
So, essentially, it's an anything wall decor hanging tool. So, it's a leveling, measuring, and marking tool. It levels to make sure that the item you're hanging is straight. It measures it because majority of the picture frames or shelves or anything you're hanging on the wall has two anchor points on the back, and it marks the wall for you so you don't need to have a pencil in your ear or when you're holding up your hands to the wall trying to measure and then you have to ask your wife, hey, honey, grab that pencil, and she has to go run to the kitchen to find it. So that does it for you. It dimples the wall so you know exactly where to put your accessory, whether it's a nail, anchor, whatever you want to use to hang your item.
And I think everybody who has, you know, hung pictures, and you have your torpedo level or whatever on top of the and you're trying to make sure, and you're measuring, and you're doing all that, it is kind of, it's there's a fight, a brew in there between husband and wife trying to hang pictures.
Right.
It's a brewing right in there.
Right.
It's difficult. It's really hard because the husband's usually the one holding
exactly.
the item.
And
then
the wife,
you have
no,
to,
not there.
Right.
Not there,
a little to the left. A little to the right.
So by the time you have to mark where the hole is by, like, holding your finger on the wall,
mm-hmm.
you're exhausted from holding something out in front of you being
right.
told what to do. No. Look, I just want to watch SportsCenter, okay?
Right.
I just want to go to my man cave, which I don't
so
have.
So did you invent this with your husband?
Yes. When we first met, and we moved in together, and then since then we've moved probably 10 times, and then now recently, it's been a year and almost 6 months, I had a baby. So we constantly, you know, I always wanted to hang stuff, and especially now that I have a baby, well, he grows every day, so I'm constantly wanting to hang new pictures because he's growing so fast. So every time he would come home from a long day of work, I'm nagging him, hang this, constantly. So the frustration was every time we would move pictures around, he had to repatch, repaint. And one day he just threw everything down on the floor because he had to use a level and he had to use a pencil and a measuring tape. And he was so frustrated having all these items in his hands that I decided there's got to be a better way. I should be able to do this without you. It's not brain surgery. And so I, you know, said to him, why don't you just bring home something straight, like a zip tie, and I'll somehow manage to put nail pins in the back of it, and I'll measure it, and we'll use the pins to pin the wall. Not that it can't be that hard. And he was like, huh? And so we just ran with that idea and went to Home Depot and got a couple of items to make a prototype at home.
Wow. And so you're here at the hardware show. And what's the reaction been, people coming by and seeing what you have?
It has been amazing because, well, the first part why it's been amazing is because a lot of men that are walking around who do a lot of handy stuff has never seen a measuring tape that has a bubble level on it. You need to buy a measuring tape, and then you measure something, and when you're done measuring it, then you find out by an expensive level that it's not straight.
Yeah.
So, but now you have a measuring tape with the level on it, and then when they hear that on top of that it actually marks for you, and then they're dumbfounded that they don't even need a pencil anymore, and you can just do everything with your hands immediately right away and not having to get all these other items.
I love it.
So you had the passion to create it.
Yes.
Passion to do the business part of it, because now you've had to create the product. Then you had to create the whole business out of... You have a baby at home.
Right.
We just love that.
So, you know, for people that are listening to our show, where can they find out information about you and your Hang-O-Matic?
Right now it's available on our website.
Okay.
It's hangomatic.com.
Okay.
And it's $19.99 with free shipping. And
who invented the name?
So I came up with the name Hango because I wanted something quick and short and, you know, kind of like, there's a lot of retail stores and other products that have a quick name that you always remember. So I came up with Hango, and then after showing the tool to friends and family, one of the guys that we're friends with had suggested O-Matic because O-Matic is automatic.
Yes.
And this tool automatically helps you, you know, mark the wall and hang stuff. So Hang-O-Matic is how we came up with it. But Hango is what we... When we talk about it, Hango for short.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with
Hang-O-Matic. Thank
you.
Thank you so much.
People check it out, hangomatic.com. And thank you, Karina, for stopping by.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Baby, what song made me want to roll my windows down, cruise with you? Yeah, when I first saw the bikini top on us popping right out of the South Georgia water, but oh good Lord, she had them long tan legs. Couldn't help myself, so walked up and said, baby, you a song that made me want to roll my windows down, cruise down a back road, blowing top signs through the middle, every little farm town, you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit.
a hell of a lot better with you up in it. Baby, you were strong, made me want to roll my windows down, cruise with you. Well, she was sipping on Southern, singing my Tucker, falling in love in the sweetheart of summer. Hopped right up into the cab of my truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, you were strong, made me want to roll my windows down. Cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little fine town. You in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, it's a hell of a lot better with you up in it. Baby, you were strong, made me want to roll my windows down. Cruise with you. Yeah, when that summer sun came to air, looked as though she looked at me. Turned on those KC lights, drove all night because it felt so right. Her and I felt so right. I put it in park, grabbed my guitar, strummed a couple chords, sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest. Well, hell, I can't get you out of my head. Baby, you were strong, made me want to roll my windows down. Down a back road, blowing stop sign through the middle, every little fine town. You, with this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, you had a lot better with you up in it. Baby, you were strong, made me want to roll my windows down. Cruise with you. Windows down.
Walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by seeing red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar's a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
When the southern wind sings again and out of lullaby, baby, about a peach under my feet has got me rolling. Through the crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burning. Ship is off the sea, the wake it is churning. The southern wind sings again and out of lullaby. You can jump right in, let the music pull you in and jump right in. Lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again and out of lullaby.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
My husband, Mark.
And we're joined by a VIP of Alphabet Soup.
Oh, Lord.
Scott Bruhn.
Yeah.
DIY Network, HGTV.
Yes.
Scripps sounds like it's an abbreviation, but
we
it's
own
not.
Everything.
And you own GAC.
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Food. Cooking.
F-O-O-D.
Yes. F-O-O-D.
Yes, you're going to spell everything.
Well,
so
I
know
I'd abbreviate everything.
Yeah,
yes.
Abbreviate everything by spelling it.
But I'll abbreviate it, and then I'll send it to you in a PDF.
Perfect.
That's
perfect.
Really nice. But I might
like
be triple O. Out of the office.
Oh,
no.
Good.
Oh, do you... Okay, so I got to ask right now. I'm going to alienate you immediately. do you speak business speak in your office? Are you in the wheelhouse, O-O-O... Head down.
I'm head down.
I avoid that as much as I can.
Yeah.
It's a weird combination where you get like a bunch of creative programming types into an office building. Like it doesn't naturally go together, right?
Yes.
Like you don't want to go into a conference room and talk about, hey, let's make a viral video. Like
yes.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, you need to be out in the wild to be
yeah,
creative.
Exactly.
You know, out in the universe,
yeah.
Not trapped inside a
exactly.
fluorescent box.
So I actually, now as I interrupt you, I actually get upset when I find out, though, that it is the most concise way to say something. So I apologize to the person, say, now I'm going to say wheelhouse because it's, you know what I mean.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
And it sounds good.
Triple O sounds good, too.
Triple O sounds good.
Yeah, I'm going to be triple O.
But you are here.
I'm going to use that.
You totally should.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
You are here with cameras shooting another episode of I Want That.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a giantly successful show for you.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So what are we going to want? What are you guys shooting here? What are you going to make us want, the viewing audience?
Well, anything we show you, right? I mean, it really is a great show, and in on a lot of different levels too. It's a great TV show. It's very entertaining. It's fast paced. You know, in a half hour episode, you're seeing 12, 13 different products that just fly by, and how to use them, and you know the best ways to use them, and how they could work for you and your family. But another great part of the show, it is probably the most convergent. There's an office word. That sounds so business-like.
No, that sounds scientific.
No, convergent sounds like something an action hero would do in the business world. They'd converge something.
Convergence, man.
Yes.
I have my cape back in the hotel room.
That's good.
It is probably the most convergent show we have. And by that, we mean it is the most easily transferable from the TV show, TV network-type experience to the digital experience, whether it's on your tablet or your phone or your laptop, whatever. People, we see it. We track this, and we see so many TV viewers go to the website to find out more about whatever product it is that they saw on the TV show, more so than any other show we have.
That's absolutely
far.
Amazing that you can do that, like create that kind of action from viewers. And I imagine they're just sitting there watching the show with their iPad and going,
right,
I want that. Yes, I do. I want that. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously we show the products in the best light, you know, we can. So they're great products to begin with, or they wouldn't be on the show. But people get excited about them. People want to know more about them. How can I get that?
So for people who haven't seen a lot of episodes of the show, and this shoots year-round all the time,
correct,
all different places,
yes,
and specials. Now, is this one a special, the National Hardware Show?
This is, yes. It will air, I believe, in, I almost said third quarter, but that sounds very business.
No, you got to say Q3.
Yes, that's much.
Q3 14.
What are your year-over-year net-nets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, if you answered, I wouldn't know what you're talking about. I just heard somebody say it.
Yeah. It will air later this year.
Okay.
We don't know. I don't know the exact month. That'll fluctuate a little bit, but it'll be sometime in probably September, around there.
So what I was going to ask before we got involved in this high-level business discussion.
That's right.
Is it small little projects to giant, like, stove camper, or is it the breadth anything?
It really is. Anything from the smallest bungee cord or tape or whatever to, like, the newest trailer for, you know, to haul around your camper or your RV, or not RV, but your little four-wheeler type thing. It can be anything like that. Anything that applies to your home, really. I mean, it's not just about tools, it's not just about power tools, but it's about things that you would use in your home.
I like that.
Do you have a favorite, a thing that you want the most from all of these episodes?
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Or you know, it doesn't have to be your favorite. We will obviously investigate this. But something that's like, yeah, man, I want this thing, like, rake leaves or,
like,
whatever.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah,
yes.
I want
that thing that.
That
you just kind of smack yourself in the head and say, why didn't I think of that? Like, that is the perfect thing.
Yeah. Yes, to solve all my problems.
Yeah.
Make my life easy.
Right.
Yes. I want that.
I can't say which one. That's like naming your favorite kid, right?
Well,
you can write it down later and then just flip
it
out.
Be your favorite, but we have bugged you. So your shoes might call me later.
We'll let it go. So
okay.
And there are episodes, too, where viewers can say, I want you to tell me about that. Like, talk about this, talk about that.
Yeah, that's true. We've done a couple special episodes, I guess you can say, where we want to hear from our fans. We want to hear from the viewers. What do you want to see in these episodes? They're obviously huge fans of the show, the products that we show them. So they're in the digital space already, so we're talking to them in the digital space, whether it's on the website or, again, a mobile, tablet, wherever. Tell us what you want to see in these specials. And so we present them with, like, I think last time we did this, we did 40, 45 different products that we've already taped. They're already ready to go. We put them out there, and we said, all right, you vote for the best ones you have. And we put them on Pinterest and Facebook and Twitter and our websites and just all over the place. And people voted. They told us which ones they wanted. So we took all those results, and then we created the TV show around it and presented that on air. And the ratings did really well, too. We usually do them for holidays type periods. Like not this Father's Day, but next Father's Day, we're going to do one around that. And then also during the holiday Christmas season, like usually right after Thanksgiving, we usually do a special there as well.
And do those sort of, I'll say Christmas, the holiday season, do those sort of become products that are giftable, that are more...
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're trying to get across. And also we mix in a lot of, you know, Christmas-type things too. You know, products that you can use around your house for decorating, that type of thing. We mix those in too.
So when it comes to gift-giving, do people now that, you know, you've been involved with this, show expect more of you? Like, are the standards set, the bar been raised where you have to have the most dazzling, amazing gift?
Everyone's Christmas card includes a Viking ring.
When you go to someone's house for a dinner party, do they expect you to be bringing the most awesome gift ever?
It's a burden.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
It is.
Because, of course, everyone thinks that every product you see on the show was sent to me personally.
Well, of course.
Well, you own all of them, right?
No.
So can you describe the Scripps warehouse full of all these items next door to which you live?
Plural,
and
warehouses.
And you go in and say, you know, I need this to plow the snow off my driveway. I will just take it from my personal warehouse.
Well, that would be a good lending library, though.
It would be a good tool library.
It would be a good lending library.
The most perfect neighbor ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Unless, of course, you didn't want to live next to a phalanx of warehouses.
I would expect Scripps never to be, like, the best neighbor ever, right? To have all kinds of amazing things to borrow. Hey, can I borrow your grill? Can I borrow your truck? Can I borrow your impact driver?
This could be a new business opportunity.
I'm afraid to ask this question, and I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
I pre-regret this. Do people show up at the Scripps? We've been there, by the way.
Yeah.
To the building.
Right.
To the mothership.
To the mothership and go to the front door and have a binder with them and say, I want to be on TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Up and do that?
Well, if they get past the security guard.
Right.
Yeah.
Do they give it to the security guard?
Yeah, we get, of course. We get, show pitches, talent pitches, I mean, all the time. It's constant.
So the security guard could actually have his own business as
a casting director.
Right.
As a casting director.
You're right.
So you should put casting directors there with the security guards, and you could totally have a whole thing going there. That would be kind of cool.
If you find our building, right?
Which is
we won't tell anybody.
In the warehouses.
We won't tell anybody.
I believe you can find DIY Network and HGTV on some of the social networks like Facebook.
You may have
just
heard
a few of them.
Just a few. Yeah.
They might even be on Google Plus where we are.
Yes, we are.
Follow us into a break. We'll be right back with more My Fix It Up Live.
Heading down south to the land of the pine. I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road and praying to God I see headlights. Well, I made it down the coast in 17 hours, taking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. Over Burrally, I see my baby tonight. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Yeah, mama, rock me. Mm-hmm.
south at a Roanoke. I caught a trucker out of Philly at a nice long talk. He's heading west for the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before sun. Baby's calling my name and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in a rally, at least I will die free. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and you've made it to the end of our show.
So thank you, Gorilla Glue, for having us for this episode of my Fix It Up Life at the National Hardware Show.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook. Hey, if you're adventurous, go to Google Plus. We're there, too.
We are there. And check us out next week for more my Fix It Up Life.
This is my Fix It Up Life. Pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. You might be first aid on a city street. You might be a gift that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. With the referee, I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix it up life. Just a simple and low adieu. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want? Running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we